Grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace. Beloved, our communion meditation this bright Lord's Sunday is on Holy Communion, a sense of the holy in place and in song and in promise and in surprise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory. Isaiah the prophet, found or was found by the burning coal of the holiness of the divine in the temple. Place can bring a sense of the holy, including this place, our place together, Marsh Chapel. The chapel's Gothic nave, meant to lift the spirit, inspires such a sense of the holy. The chapel's Indiana limestone walls, built to last half a millennium, do so. The chapel's conic, iconic stained glass, presence of place, purpose of place to the people first, but also to places themselves, do so. The choir and the congregation, the clergy of the chapel, bring that welcome and that sense of the holy, the love of people and the love of music and the love of others here expressed in your faithfulness, do so. A place, a sense of place, can bring and inspire a sense of the holy. For 18 months, we worshiped from afar. We couldn't see or hear one another, and so by imagination we came and imagined walking the aisle and imagined seeing Francis Willard and Abraham Lincoln and imagined one another together in diaspora. And now, by God's grace, we are together and can sing together the hymns of faith. Will we ever take it again for granted? We shall not. What a gift, the sense of the holy. As Gaston Bachelard wrote in his beautiful book, The Poetics of Space, space itself can give a sense. We receive in the prophetic tradition a sense of the holy. Likewise, as well, song can inspire a sense of the holy. Now we have gathered, we are habituated to modes of being, as Aristotle and Aquinas and Wesley and others taught us. We are as we are habituated, day and week and month, a psalm a day, a service a week, communion each month. And we come as we are attuned, as we are habituated. And we have different ways of coming to worship. Some come a little early, some come a little later. And then we sit as we are accustomed. That is, we have our balcony sub-mini congregation, those who choose the height and the sound and sight of the balcony, and 15 feet above contradiction, they are there each week. Then we have those who sit to the east and lean left, and those who sit to the west and lean right, or is it the other way around? Then we have those who are in the chancel. We don't want to cancel the chancel, the choir and the clergy. And then we have our back pew crew, those who sit as far back as they can against the back wall and sing the hymns of faith together. We have our habituated ways of singing and singing as a congregation, and what a joy and what a gift it is. But we also know, we're keenly aware, that the songs that teach, as the psalmist said, the ways of the Lord do also occasionally involve us in songs of the night. As Job said, I will sing songs in the night. We have a hard time seeing and sensing sometimes what continues to be at odds with the gospel, grim reminders and grim remainders of that which abides. We think of those months 2 years ago when virtually every weekend something of great tragedy occurred, whether it was the death of George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery, or Breonna Taylor, especially we think of her this weekend, and we had to wait half a week to tape a sermon, to identify a name, speak into that loss. Well, in the last several hours in Minneapolis, we have had a similar loss with Amir Locke's death. Think of his parents on this Lord's Day. We have a difficult time facing what are grim reminders and grim remainders of the work yet to be done, the work that lies before us. I also have a hard time facing just what hour it can become when we are confronted with those who will incite insurrection and overturn election. There will come a time when the practice of distance, of spatial separation, of the old traditional religious term shunning will befall us. As Deborah Burke said a year into her work about a colleague, I found that I could no longer be in the same room with him. We shall be caused to sing songs not only of the day, but also of the night. And let us be prepared. The holy comes to the sense also of song. A sense of the holy emerges also with promise. Here is the reading from Romans, the basis, the bedrock, the heart of the gospel, which is resurrection. Yes, the promise of eternal life, that love outlasts death, that love is stronger than death. But also, and more so, the promise of resurrection in daily life. That is, that the past precedes but does not prescribe the future. Home precedes but does not prescribe vocation. What has been before precedes but does not prescribe what will come. That is, that there is in the past a conditioning but not a full causation of all that is yet to be, which involves human agency. And that's where you come in mind and heart, to choose and to live according to God's grace. God, who is loving us into love and freeing us into freedom, in giving us the capacity to love others into love and free others into freedom. There is in promise a sense of the holy. One day, some years ago, early in September, I was caused to stop behind a bright yellow school bus. And a boy, looked like he must have been 5 years old, with a brand new backpack, was making his way to those stairs from the past into the future, from what was into what would be. And on the porch, mom and dad, camera in tears, tears in camera. And those doors opened, and the little boy stumbled and ascended. And then the doors closed behind what was, before what would be. And it seems to me that the bus driver leaned forward and put her hand on his shoulder, directing him to be seated. We don't always feel that hand on the shoulder, but even when the sense is limited, the hand is there in the promise of resurrection, in the gift of resurrection, in the intervening word, the saving intervening word, the sense and inspiration of the holy. Sense of inspiration in the holy can also come with surprise. What a shock for Simon Peter. He who had fished with no return was commanded to do so again. Receiving a great catch, he was terrified. And the gospel writer takes that terror, that surprise, that amazement, and turns it toward what will become the future ministry of the 12, starting with Peter and Andrew and James and John. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory. So today at the holy table, in remembrance and in presence and in thanksgiving, we give thanks, awaiting a future gift and blessing from the divine presence itself. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore, in place and in song and in promise and in surprise. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.